Okay, today is Daf Memtes. We're on Memtes. We're up to the Mishnah. Here we go. Meis haben besok shloshim yom. If the son dies, nebuch, before 30 days. Now, afal pi shenathan lekohen yachzer. Even though he gave the kohen already, we're going to learn soon if you can even do that. If you give them kohen before 30 days, is it even chal? The answer is it's chal if you say it doesn't not going to take effect till after 30 days. Right. So if that happens, the kohen has to give the money back. Why? Because the baby didn't make it. The baby didn't make it. So it wasn't viable. It didn't last. Make it. Unfortunately, it didn't make it. So then the kohen has no right to the money.
Right.
However, lachar lamed yom, it was after 30 days and the boy died, afal pi shelo nasan yitain. Even if he didn't pay yet the father, he still owes the money. The baby died, so doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Umeis, meis, listen, here's the key. Meis biyom shloshim. What if he died on day 30? Says the Mishnah, ki yom shalafonav. It's as if it's on day 29. And therefore, you don't have to pay, because he died too early. Day 30 is the day before, right? So one second. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Im Nasan, he's only talking about a case where the baby died on day 30. He's not arguing on the whole Mishnah, only on the last point. Im Nasan, if you gave it already, lo yito, you don't take it back. The im na lo nasan, and if you didn't give it, lo yitain, you don't have to give it. It's a suffix. Suffix, says Rebbe Akiva, on day 30. Says the Gemara. What? Yes, it is.
He's saying that if day 30, you haven't divorced.
Not divorced, Pidin Aben. Right.
Pidin Aben, done. He did? Not done.
Right. But the Chachamim said it's as if it's day 20 or day 2. It's before day 30, right? It's before day 30. So the halacha is if you gave it, you have to get it back. And if you didn't give it, you don't owe it. That's what Rebbe Akiva said, right? Says the Gemara, "My tamayu derabanan." What's the reason that the Rabbanan say day 30 is considered as if it's before day 30? What's the reason for that? Says the Gemara, "Gemiri chadosh chadosh mimidbar." It's a gzeirah shava. What gzeirah shava? So we got to see this Rashi inside. Ksiv hacha. It's the first Rashi in the Gemara. Ksiv hacha. Well, hacha here is pidyon aben. The mitzvah of pidyon aben is in Parshas Korach. Even though it says Pidyon Aben in like 10 other places, the actual mitzvah is in Parshas Korach. Rambam counts it in Parshas Korach. So it says over there, Upiduya biben chodesh, tifta. When the baby's a month old, you redeem it. And also, Uksiv Bamidbar, it says in Parshas Bamidbar, this week's Parsha, Pikod called Bachar, Zachar biben chodesh, count every baby from 30 days, Ulamaila, and above 30 days. Meaning, anyone above 30 days.
Right. So 29 days, you wouldn't have to pay. Yet.
What about 30 days? What if the baby's mom is 30 days old? Was he counted? Was this lady counted? He was born 30 days ago. 30 days. Moshe Rabbeinu come to the tent, right? And the Medrash says, he didn't go in. Oh, yeah, Bas Kol came outside and announced how many kids are in that house. He shouldn't come in and be sneezed. The mother's there, nursing, whatever. She's walking around. So Moshe waited outside. Did they announce this baby? 30 days. Mom, on day 30. Did they announce him? Says the Gemara, says back to the Gemara, Ma hasam vulamaila, just like over there, by the count, said ulamaila, af hacha, so to opinion aben, nami ulamaila, says Rashi three words, mashma, shalachar shloshim. It's mashma that day 30 didn't count.
Right?
So it's mashma. Says, do you have on the side of the Gemara Rabbeinu Gershom? So look at you got to see this Rebbeinu Gershom inside. Yeah. It's the Rebbeinu Gershom of Mahasam. It's like halfway in the middle. Mahasam Bamidbar. You see it? Just like in the Midbar, Ktiv Ulamaila. It says Ulamaila. Dahainu Shloshim Yom Vyoser. 30 days and more. 30 days for 30 days and more. Why? De Chodesh, because a month have a Chavtes Yomim. A month is really 29 days, umechsa, and a half. 29 days, and some hours, and some halakim. It's really 29 days and a half. So, if today is day 30, I'm sorry, when it says a month old, lamaila, it has to be, one second, so says, he says, So umechza uvumayla have a yom acher. That's the day after he becomes 30, 20, a month old. It says chodesh uvumayla, right? A month old. Why? Because if he's 29, because a chodesh is not 30 days. A chodesh is only 29 days and a half.
And change.
Right? V'hainu lamid yom umechza. So really, a month lamayla means 30 days and a half. Right? 30 days and a half. V'hainu kila'achar shloshim, which is after 30 days. Right? Umishum hachi chayiv aval yom lamid, but the 30th day is kilafanav. It's as if it's day 29. Why is it as if it's day 29? Because maybe it's not really 30 full days. Because depending on when the baby was born, it's not really 30 full days. Because it's 29 and a half days is a month. Yeah. Says the Magen Avraham, that's why the Pidyon HaDen is on day 31. Which is Pidyon HaDen on day 31. Where did day 31 come from? Because of this Rabbeinu Gershom. Because of this Gomara here. Fascinating.
It's just the difference between what ordinary will come. If the baby is born on the first of the month, on the second day, he's one day up.
I understand, but a month, but the pasuk uses the word chodesh,
right,
and says Rabbeinu Gershom, a chodesh is not 30 days, it's less than 30 days. So to make it 30, on the 30th day, it's still not, maybe not a month yet.
Right.
You have to wait till day 31. That's where it comes from.
So the pidyon is on the 31st day?
Yeah.
Not on the 30th?
No. According to almost everybody. Right, so that it'll be on day 31.
Yeah.
It'll be going into day 31.
Correct.
Right, exactly. Do right before Ben Hashemash. Exactly. Right? The Kahanim don't even know what we're talking about. Right? But Blumaita, that's what people do. It's always on day 31, going into day 31. Right? So at the end of day 30 already, you for sure have the days also. That's why they do it. You sure have enough, you satisfied this issue. Right? That's why you have it in the late afternoon, going into day 31. Why? Because of this. Right? That's the first part. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say? See, he was misapkale. He had a suffix. He wasn't sure. Mid'itzruch l'michtav ulamayla gabi erichin, but it also says l'mayla gabi erichin. Now, erichin's a funny thing. What's erichin? If someone gives the value, I'm going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash the value of that gender and that age. Right? So and it says 5 years old, Lamaila. 20 years old, Lamaila. So is Lamaila, is it for the lower number or the higher number? Right? So the Gemara says over there, the Pasuk says Lamaila by Erechin also. V'lo gemiri b'midbar. We're not learning out from Midbar. Why do we need another source to tell me Lamaila? Says Rabbi Akiva, I would think to myself, Haibale Shneik Su Banka Echad. It only applies by counting the Levium and by Erechin. And by Pidyon HaBen, maybe not. Right? V'chol Shneik Su Banka Echad E Melamdin. So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says in the Rashi of Mesapkale, E Gemiri Mehasam, do we learn Xer Shava from Pidyon HaBen and counting the Levium? There's another lamayla by erichin, right? It says imi ben shishim lamayla. If it's 60 days, if the guy's 60 years old or above, the gamar b'mesechtas erichin shana l'gzereshava. It's a gzereshava somehow. Shekeshem sheshnas shishim kilamata. If he's exactly 60 years old, it's considered lower, right? Lamata haybenu lahachmir. That's being machmir. Because when it says 60, it means 60 lamayla, it means 61. But if he's 60, it's as if he's 59, which is a machmer. Why? Because the most amount you have to donate is between 20 and 60.
Right.
So if a guy's 60, I'll do cheap, I'll do him. But you didn't realize it's only 60. If that's 61, you're going to pay the higher price. Right? Because he's low, right? Even if it's the other way around. As shnas chamesh, ushnas esrim, kilamata, then you want to be a fancy donation. You want to give the 20-year-old. But he's really treated as if he's 19. He got cheap.
Right.
You want to give the 6-year-old, right? But he's really 5 still. So it's cheap. So it's lower, it's cheaper. By the 60, lower is more expensive. By the other two, lower is cheaper. Because the price raises when he becomes 20. Afagaf, the lahakel, doesn't make a difference. If lahakel or lahakel, doesn't make a difference. Hu adin le'inyan ben chodesh liyom yamad kilamata. Afagaf, the lahakel. So then you don't have to give anything because he's not 30 days old yet. V'lo gamar chodesh chodesh mi midbar. Shloshim. So we don't, maybe Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure. Because why is Erechin, why is there another lever from Erechin? So maybe it's only Erechin and counting babies, but not Pidyon HaBen. It says Rabbi Akiva, I don't know. Odilma or maybe. Odilma or maybe. Where am I? Ki ein malam din la'alma. When don't we learn? When don't we learn the idea of the age being above? That's for every, any other halacha. Aval gufayhu malamdin. But for the halacha of how old the baby is, that we will learn. So yeah, it, of course we're pidyon HaBen, we'll learn from these two places. Yeah, for other things.
Right.
But for pidyon HaBen itself, it's mamash 30 days. Of course we'll learn it. That's why Rekiv wasn't sure. He had a suffix. Fine. Amar Vashi, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, Linyan Avelus, that if regarding Avelus, Yom Shloshim Ki Yom Shalafanov, that if the baby Nebuch died on the 30th day, it's as if he died earlier, and then there's no Avelus. There's no Avelus on a Nefel.
Right.
Right? That's what Rashi says.
What do they do when they take the census?
What do you mean?
Take the census.
Yeah.
Is it the 30th day or the 29th?
So that's what we're saying. So according to this, day 30 was as if it's day 29.
Right.
Right. And it wouldn't be counted. So as they tell Moshe, come back tomorrow. So I don't know if they did that. I don't know.
They only counted over 28.
Right. Come back tomorrow. Tomorrow is day 31, right? Tomorrow you can count them.
Extra person.
I don't know. I don't know if they did that. I don't know. The it's an interesting Parsha B'Midbar, right? So how long did the whole count take? How long did it take? So one of the first times it took 20 days because the first day was Rosh Chodesh. They started Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And by the 20th day already they moved. So the whole thing took 20 days. It took 3 weeks, basically, to count the whole Klal Yisrael. What? Right, right. So, okay, so what happened during 3 weeks if someone became 20 years old? I don't know. So Rashi says, no, that didn't happen, right? No one changed, which is a niece. Okay. V'amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivri ha-mekel v'avel. We paskin like the mekel when it comes to Avelis. So we'll treat it as if it's day 29, then there's no Avelis because he's a nefel. Okay. Now, Meis Ha'av, listen to this Gemara. Meis Ha'av, B'sok Shloshim. If the father died within 30 days, the father died within 30 days, right? The father passed away within 30 days of the baby. So the baby grows up, he's got to do his own Pidyon HaBen. So well, maybe my father did it for me. So, nah. B'cheskas Shalom Nifteh, Ad Shiyav Yirayash Nifteh. It's a chazakah that Pidyon HaBen was not done. Why? Because nobody prepays anything. Nobody prepays anything. So there's a chazakah he didn't pay. He was waiting for day 30. Nebuchadnezzar, the father died. So there's a chazakah, unless you know otherwise. If you know otherwise, that's fine. But if you don't know otherwise, we're going to assume you didn't have a Pidyon HaBen. You got to give yourself a Pidyon HaBen. La'achar Shloshim Yom, after 30 days the father died. He died on day 35. Right? And the boy, what does the boy remember? So he grows up. Did I ever have a Pidyon HaBen? So you know, your father's yard site is 35 days after you were born. So Mistami, he did it, right? So becheskaf shenifta. There's a chazaka that it was done. Ad sheyom rulo shelo nifta. Unless he tells you, doesn't say. Unless he brings a raya. Unless who's bringing a raya?
So they tell me.
Who's bringing a raya? That's why the Mishnah says like this. Until your father tells you on his deathbed. By the way, I never did a pidyon HaBen on you. What it can't be until someone brings a raya. So look what Rashi says. Such an interesting Rashi. Ad sheyom rulo says Rashi. Look, Achiyomelo Leben, until the father tells the son, Shetziva Aviv Bishas Misaso, he tells him when he's about to die, Shalom Nifta. I never did Pidyon HaBen for you. What about if he told him when he was about to die? What if the fishing together one day, the father says, you know, I never did Pidyon HaBen for you. That's not going to be good. Like, why does Rashi say it's on his deathbed? Because Masala, that's when he's going to say it, right? He's going to say it on his deathbed, right?
One second.
Okay, so no one's... maybe she's not around. Who knows? So the Gemara says, listen to Rashi continues. Uba Amira Sagya below Edim Gemura. Just him telling him this. The father says, by the way, I never did Pidyon HaBen on you. I never did it. You don't need Edim. That's enough. The father's Amira is enough without Edim. You don't need Edim. What would Edim? Edim what? Edim that he was never Pidyon HaBen. What kind of Edim is that?
Right.
Edim followed this guy around wherever he went.
It's Edim on the negative.
Edim on the negative. You can't... Right? The Ha Chazaka. This chazakah that everybody pays that if after 30 days the father probably did Pidyon HaBen. If that's the chazakah, lavzu becheskas shenifta lavzu he chazakah ma'aza. It's not such a great chazakah. It's not such a gevaldik chazakah. Why not? Because the Ruba de Inchi... What?
Nobody runs to pay a bill.
Exactly. The Ruba de Inchi, lo avdin lemafreya, chovo miyad. Who runs to pay a bill? Here, I'm running to pay the money I owe you. Nobody does that. Now, we today view it as a big mitzvah. It's such a hush of a thing. It's so rare. If it's just making me pay money, I'm not running to pay that bill. I'm not running.
It's only five.
I know. So, but it's a chazaka that he paid. Because people pay their bills. But no one's running to pay. So it's a weak chazaka. It's a weak chazaka. Then Rashi says, look what Rashi says. It's not shayach to use the lashon until you bring a raya, that it's a chazaka that he paid, until you bring a raya that he didn't pay. Right. That doesn't make any sense, because what do you mean bring a raya? Rashi says, "Dahacha yachal lomelo kaben lekohen the alma." Kohen's knock on the door. Hi, you owe me $5. Why? Because your father never did pidyon haben.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. You know why? Because your Abba, my father gave us a different kohen.
Right.
My father gave it to someone else. Who are you? Where do you come off coming knocking on my door? My father gave it to a different kohen. Right. So what's Rashi talking about?
Right.
I need Rashi for that. Like, won't Rashi go out of his way to say that, oh, your father's someone's a coin's gonna knock on the door, and you're gonna tell him, no, my father gave it a different coin? Isn't that obvious? What's Rashi doing? It's so interesting. What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi giving you? It's so, you know, Rashi's so extra words here. Okay.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
I know we're 4 days or more into this parrot, but I'm not absolutely clear about the whole concept. A bechor has a. Some sort of kedusha which has to be redeemed.
Right.
So if it hasn't been redeemed, what is his status? I mean,
the answer is nothing. The answer is you're right. What's the consequence of not being redeemed?
Right.
Nothing. As far as I know, nothing.
A mitzvah has not been performed.
That's it. That's it.
One day I don't put on to fill it.
Correct. So correct. No, correct. As far as I know, yes, you're right. Yes. What happens? Right. Fine. Yeah. As far as I know, you're right. So, who lift those? So, next case. Who lift those? Ubeno lift those. You have to do pidyon haben on yourself. You never did it. Your father never did it for you. You never did it. So you got to do it, no? And your son also has to do pidyon haben. You got to do it for your son. You just had a son. Mazel tov. It turns out that you also, you started to go through the family records. No one ever did pidyon haben on you. You only have $5 to your name. Who gets pidyon haben now? So the says the Mishnah, you go before your son. Why? 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 So what?
It should be just the opposite.
No. Why? So why? Why?
Because he has the responsibility for his son.
Ah!
The father does not have the responsibility. His father should have the responsibility.
Excellent. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So what's the Tanakhama saying? Tanakhama says you come first. Why? So clearly, Tanakhama holds, every pidyon haben that gives this drasha. Tanakhama holds that a pidyon haben is chayiv on a son. The son has his own obligation to do pidyon haben.
Right.
Unlike Bris Mila, you have a mitzvah to do it for your son.
Right.
Pidyon haben, no. Son has a mitzvah to do it himself, but he's only 30 days old, he can't. So he files a shliach. That's how they learn it. Here, no. So the father has a mitzvah to do it himself. And he never was done for him. He's got to do it himself. The mitzvah for his son, that's his son's mitzvah. Yeah, he'll do it if he has the money. If he doesn't have the money, let him wait.
So does that apply in generally in for Shliach, if he has a mitzvah on himself and on the person for whom he's a Shliach, his own mitzvah takes precedence?
Don't you think?
I'm just asking, is that a general principle or just...
I think so.
It makes sense, yeah.
Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. B'no Kodmo. The son comes first. Why does the son come first? So think about this. It's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, yeah? So Yitzchak just gave birth to Yaakov. Says, so who gets pidyon haben? Tanakhama said, Yitzchak. Why? He comes before his son, Yaakov.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yaakov comes first. Why? Because B'no Kodmo. She mitzvaso al aviv. Because Yitzchak's pidyon haben is Avram's responsibility.
Right.
And umitzvah is b'no alav. And Yaakov's pidyon haben is on Yitzchak's responsibility. So Yitzchak's standing there now. I've got to do pidyon haben for myself or my son, Yaakov. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, Avram is supposed to do it for Yitzchak. So Yitzchak doesn't have to do it to himself, but Yitzchak has to do it for Yaakov. Therefore, the son comes first. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Tanakhama says the exact opposite. Right? Almost the exact opposite, Tanakhama says.
Except neither of them were right.
Now, Itmar. Itmar, we talk like this. Hapodes b'no b'sol shoshim yom. If you redeem your son within 30 days, right, we said that, that was, right, if you redeem your son within 30 days, does it work even? Can you prepay Pidyon HaBen? So Rav Amar b'no padui. Rav says it works. Ushmul Amar ain b'no padui. Shmuel says it doesn't work. Doesn't work. You can't prepay Pidyon HaBen. Even though in the previous Mishnah, didn't we say you did that?
Right.
So you can always answer that question. The kuli alma mi'achshav ain b'no padui. Everyone agrees. If you give money right now, say, you know what? I'm going to be on a going on vacation when the Pidyon HaBen. Here's the money right now, Mr. Cohen. I did my mitzvah. Leave me alone. That doesn't work. No one holds that works. Why? This man's not now. You can't eat chumah. You can't eat matzah a week before Pesach. You can't do that. You can't keep Shabbos on Tuesday afternoon. You can't do that. Everything's got its time. The time is what?
That's not the worst.
Time is 30 days. You can't do it early. You can't do it early. No one holds you can do it early. No one holds you can do it early. Lacha shloshim yom, after 30 days, v'isnu hu lamos, vadeh b'no padui. After 30 days, no, everyone holds it works. Ki pligi, the machlokas is, lacha shloshim yom, I'm sorry, lacha shloshim yom, yeah, I'm sorry. If I gave you the money now, and I said it's not chal till after 30 days, everyone holds that works. Yeah, I'll give it to you now. Why? Because after 3 days, I'm going to be away. So I give it to you now. I'm not going to be at the party, but it's not chal till the party. That works. Key plea, when's the machlokas? Lacha shloshim yom, v'nezach lo'amos. I gave it to you early, but and then you spent it. So we show it to Pidyon HaBen, and the money's gone. Right?
The coin spent it.
So the money's gone.
Yes.
So, 1 second. Rav amar b'no padui. It works. Midi yahav, it's no different than akadusha isha. I give a woman a diamond ring, and I say, I'm makadosh you in 30 days from now. Why are you doing such a strange thing? Because I'm strange. You makabel? Yes, I'm makabel. You come to the 30 days later, the ring is gone. She sold it already. Is she not married? Of course she's married. So what's the difference over here? Of course she's married. No difference. So you spent the money. So what? Hasam lav afal gaftis achlu amos have a kedushi. Even though she spent the money you gave her for kedushin because you made it tonight after 30 days, right? She's still married, right? Hachanami loshna. So too, no different over here. Ushmul amar no amalach hasam over there biyado lekadosh miyachshav. If you were normal, you would have mekadosh her right away without waiting 30 days. What kind of stupid thing was that? So you had the power, you had the ability to marry her now. You made a tanai after 30 days, that doesn't ruin anything. Even if she spent the money. Haha, but over here, ain't by Bechor, ain't beyond the Luftos of Yachshav. You have no ability to do it now. Why? It's too early. So it's totally different. And if the money's gone, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Afagaf de Kaimalon, the Kolhecha de Pligi. Now, Afagaf, even though, the Kaimalon, we learned. The Kolhecha de Pligi, Rav Ushmol, Hilchasakarab Basiri. Ushmol Bedini, we always pass it like Rav when it comes to an issue of Isser. And it comes to, we pass it like Shmuel when it comes to an issue of Din, right? Hacha, but over here, Hilchas HaKavase de Shmuel, we still pass it like Shmuel, right? We still pass it like Shmuel. And therefore, if the money is spent, not a valid Pidyon HaBen, if you pay it early. So I saw in the back, he says, he quotes a, the Divrei Yoel says, why is it that we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Dini, and we paskin like Rav when it comes to Isur? Why is that? What's the reason?
Shmuel was in Nardoz, it was a seat of government.
Ah, so that is the practical, rational reason. The spiritual reason is because the Satmar Rebbe says, every person has a certain attachment to a different part of Torah, and that's like your root. And Rav's root was in that, and Shmuel's root was in that. So, like, it's much...
It's
more,
what? It's not an argument.
No, what an argument?
It's not disagreement.
I understand. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says, every day we say, V'sein chelkeinu b'sor v'secha. Give us our chelek. The our chelek that we have a special attachment to, give it to us. Mm-hmm. We want to be over that, awaken that inside us, our special connection to the Torah. Because everyone's got one. It's unbelievable farts. He's what Chassam Sofer says. Chassam, what? No, it's such a good vart. Chassam Sofer says, listen, it's such a Chassidish vart. However, the Chassam Sofer was no chassid. Listen what he says. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaseh Dover Me'eni HaKadmonim. You ever wonder that? Like, no one asked this question until what's-his-name came along in the 1700s and asked it? What about 1,000 years before? No one asked that question. Hashem covered Mechaseh Dover Me'eni HaKadmonim Ad Sheyavo Mi Shenafal Chidosh Zeh Bechelko V'Gorolo. Because Hashem was waiting for you to ask that question. The Chassam Sofer says this. The al zeh anu mispalim, and that is the Chassam Sofer. V'sein chelkenu b'soros echa. Shal kol panim kol echad yizke l'chelko hatzafun lo. Everyone can is zochet to the chelik that's hidden, and all you gotta do is spend your life unhiding it, right? The l'man lo niga l'rik chas v'shalom. So it shouldn't go to waste. Such a nice word. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Ask him about this.
Yeah? Well, he has a whole vote on it?
Yeah, the whole thing is going to make your head spin.
Okay. Anyway.
So if we pass him like Shmuel, then what?
That if the money's spent, the Pidyon Aben is no good. You gave the money early because you were going away, whatever, and then the money, and then you come to the Pidyon Aben, the money's gone. There's no Pidyon Aben. By Isha, that works. Yeah, Isha's different because you could have married her that month. You can't do a Pidyon Aben early. No such thing. You paid early, then you shouldn't have done that. Ah, so tonight, didn't we learn that? Didn't we learn that before? Time of demit. And what did we say? We said the coin has to give it back. One second. So the coin has to give it back. Time of demit. He has to give it back because the guy died. Hello, mace, if the baby didn't die, but no apology, it would work. So he wants to say, the money wasn't spent. Exactly, the money's still here. The money wasn't spent.
So
the money.
If he spent that money, he didn't spend other money.
No, but it's the money you gave.
It's the physical.
Yes, it's the money you gave, right? So Toshma, let's try to bring another raya, right? Rashi says it from the top line, our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the father died in the middle of 30 days. There's a chazakah that there's no pidyon haben, right? Becheskas shlo nifteh, Ad Shiomrlo, that should be changed. Until Shiovi Raya, Shivnifte. Until there being a Raya that he was redeemed, right? So what do you see? And what if they bring a Raya? What if they bring a Raya? Yeah, we did it early. We don't wait. We did it early. What if they bring a Raya? That his opinion man worked. Didn't we just say you can't work?
Right.
So Gemara said the same answer. Hasanami, this now almost by night. The money's still sitting here. The money wasn't spent. If the money wasn't spent, the taka works early.
Exactly.
Tani Tana Kamedra of Yehuda. Let's repeat what we said before. Hapoda es beno, besol shoshim yom, beno podri. If you redeem a son within 30 days, it works. Amalei, Shmuel Amar, ain't beno podri. That doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because he said it only works because of Kedusha Isha, because he had the power to do it. You don't have the power to do it. And Adamar, beno podri, you say it works? Shmuel said it doesn't work. V'afal gaf de karmelon, kirav, b'isiri, u'gishmuel, bedini. Even though we pass them like Rav when it comes to Yisurim and Shmuel when it comes to money. I'm not sure why I wouldn't pass on the Shmuel. What's the Isser here? I'm not sure what the Isser is. What? The money's not stolen.
No,
the question is the baby Padui? Why is that an Isser? Why wouldn't we pass on like Shmuel? Oh, we really would normally pass on like Rav when it comes to Isser. Here we pass on like Shmuel. Why wouldn't we? What's the Isser? What's the consequence of not doing Pidyon Haben? I don't know.
Your answer was the same question. What happens if you just eat Masa early? It's not the time for it.
Right.
It's going against the Mitzvah of the Torah. I don't understand.
Right.
Why are we going...
Why are we spending so much time on this? Right.
Because of the first...
Right. You can't do Masa. You can't eat Masa early. You just can't do it. You can't do Pidyon Haben early. So you did it out tonight, you're going to take effect later. So by some Mitzvahs you can do that. You can't do that with Masa, but you can do that with this.
Why did the Beis Yosef put the mitzvah in Yoredeh rather than Chafra Mishpat?
Why should he put it in Chafra Mishpat?
Because it's a mitzvah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then we said, who lift those? Ubeno lift those? Who called them lift no? Tanakama said, you come before your son. Yehuda said, no, your son comes first. So Tanakama said, Tanarabanan, who lift those? Ubeno lift those? If there's a conflict, you have in your son. Who called them lift no? You come first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Beno Kodmo. The son comes first. Why? Shemitzvaso al aviv umitzvah beno olav. Because Avraham had to do pidyon haben on Yitzchak. So Yitzchak doesn't have to do pidyon haben on himself. That's Avraham's job. Yitzchak has to do it for Yaakov. So Yaakov comes first. Omer b'yirmiyah, hakol modim, everyone agrees, hecha deleka el chamesh tzloim, who called them with no. No. Everyone agrees, if all you have is $5, you come first. He didn't mean that. That's not true. You come first. If all you have is $5 to your name, you come first. My timer, why? The mitzvah d'day adif. A mitzvah you have to do for yourself comes before a mitzvah you do for someone else. That's a rule in life too, I guess. Right? Running around helping other people. Help yourself first. Your mitzvah yourself first. Right? What? Right. Yeah. So you see from here that the ikar mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is for the son to do it himself. You do it because he can't do it. He's only 30 days old. Right? You come first. You mitzvah, you do it first. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Hecha de ikar chamesh mishubados for chamesh b'nei chorin. No. Someone owes you $5 and you have $5 in your pocket. Okay? So, now what? So someone owes you $5. Have you heard this?